are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, they say if you eat junk food, fish oils may help negate some of the adverse effects of eating junk food. So are fish oils back, and do we now have to take fish oil again? We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about how certain mosquitoes that have a parasite in them may be more attracted to humans and therefore make them bite more. So we need to discuss that because we're going to be coming into mosquito season if we aren't already. Also, you know, when it comes to vegetarians, we usually applaud them, all right? Congratulations. I love, you know, my patients who are vegetarians. They eat well. I don't really have to yell at them, the vegans as well. Well, apparently, when you're in the, I guess, the medical profession, okay, we don't like to leave anybody alone. So there's actually some health tips for our vegetarians. Like, we need to give health tips to the vegetarians. But yes, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has some health tips for our vegetarians. We also have, I guess, a study of who appears to be the rudest state in our beautiful country and who isn't, based on cursing. So we'll talk about who curses the most. I tell you, I know. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Congratulations, Ohio. Ohio, according to this study, is the most foul-mouthed state in our union. Researchers made the discoveries after looking for curse words, pleases, and thank yous among more than 600,000 phone calls. Who is monitoring the phone calls between consumers and businesses across 30 industries, including cable and satellite companies, auto dealerships, pest control centers? The monitored calls span the last 12 months. Oh, that's right. You know how you'll call a bank or you'll call, I don't know, the Victoria's Secret catalog or something. I don't know. Just hypothetically, of course. And they go, you know, this line may be monitored for customer service. And that's probably how. They say the Buckeye State is the most likely to curse. So I guess when Ohioans call these customer service centers or these business centers, they must have been cussing on the phone. Then the second most likely state to curse was Maryland. Then New Jersey, then Louisiana, and Illinois. All right? Yet Washingtonians, yes, people from Washington State, were the least likely to curse. Researchers found that one conversation in every 300 with a Washingtonian contained a curse word, while chatting with a resident from the Buckeye State was twice as likely to produce swearing. Come on, guys. This is funny. All right, ranking after Washington, people that were least likely to curse were people from Massachusetts, Arizona, Texas, and Virginia. Yeah, they scanned hundreds of thousands of phone conversations. All right, now, people did use please, people did use thank you, but the states that get the most credit for please and thank you were the Southerners. Amen. Ranking in first place as most courteous was South Carolina, followed by North Carolina, Maryland, Louisiana, and Georgia. The least courteous states with less pleases and thank yous were Wisconsin, Massachusetts, Indiana, Tennessee, and Ohio. You know, but you know what? I mean, you know, I grew up in an area that, you know, we use a lot of foul language. And, you know, sometimes it could be a term of endearment. I don't really realize why. I mean, you know, maybe it's just it's kind of a cultural thing. Another notable finding they said was 66% of the cuss words came from men, and that calls in the morning were twice as likely to produce cursing than those in the evening or afternoon. And the calls that usually had the most cursing were more than 10 minutes long. Who gets credit for the study? The Marchex Institute, which is the research arm of Marchex, a mobile advertising company. I don't think that. I think Ohioans are pretty cool. My mother's family was from Cleveland. I don't know. I like Clevelanders. I like Ohioans. I do. And you know what? You know, sometimes I'll let something out. You know, like all out, like the power will get shut off. And I don't get mad at the power company. If I didn't pay the bill, it's my fault. You know, so I'll call them up and I'll go, what happened? I thought I sent the bill in, et cetera. And they go, you did send the bill, but the bill came, your payment came in a day after the order already went through to shut it off. I'm like, really? Oh, beep. That sucks. I'm a beep, beep. I should have known better. Oh, I am so beep and sorry. I'm such a beep. And then they're like, no problem, Dr. Dahlia. Let's, you know, get this all taken care of and, we'll take care of you. And I go, honestly, you're a lifesaver. Thank you for dealing with such a beep such as me. Cause I mean, you must deal with beeps all the time, but I have such a dumb beep and there. See, and you see how nice I was to that customer service person? I was thanking them. They were a hero. Right? But I mean, there was probably, what, 7 cuss words in that conversation. So I don't think cuss words have anything to do with being rude. In fact, from a medical standpoint, we let you cuss. Researchers have found that if you cuss during procedures or during things that could cause you pain, it actually helps you deal with the pain. We talked about this study. They took a bunch of people, had them stick their hands in ice cold water. The people who were able to cuss when they were doing it left their hand in longer than those who weren't allowed to cuss. Now, I do not like anybody saying the Lord's name in vain. There's no reason for that to be done. But if you, you know, like to use the term Donald Duck, okay, and you use that as a swear term, mind you, I really dig Disney, all right, but still, you know what word I'm trying to get to. You know, you know, as long as you're not saying the Lord's name in vain, we in the medical profession don't really have that much of a problem with it. You know, so I'll give a lidocaine injection, and lidocaine we use for numbing. Lidocaine is stored in hydrochloric acid, unfortunately. So we always try to like to use a little bicarb to dilute it. But sometimes bicarb's on back order. You can, when you inject lidocaine, it burns a little bit. So when somebody goes, oh, beep, 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 you know what? If it helps them through it, I'm fine with it. As long as they're not calling me the beep. All right, guys, we'll be right back. Don't go away. 1-877, Doc Sally.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
In the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Aaron, who is working the dials today. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Jack calling from Louisiana. Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Hey, you said it was okay to curse as long as you didn't take the Lord's name in vain. Exactly what Lord are you referring to?
Our Lord. My Lord. Like, are you do you think all cuss words include the Lord in it? I mean, I can't say the cuss words on air that I'm referring to.
Okay, what's the name of your Lord then? Let's try that.
God. The Judeo-Christian Lord?
The title.
God. I call him God. When I pray to God, I go, Dear God.
Well, that's just a title that says, Have no other before me, so there must be lots of gods.
Well, what are you getting to? I guess I misunderstand your question. When I pray to God, I go, Dear Lord. When I thank the Lord for the food I'm about to eat, I say, Lord. I'm confused, Jeff.
Yeah,
what are you asking me?
I don't know the name of your Lord, the one that you're referring to, the name itself specifically. I was just kind of wondering who that was.
All right. Well, I pray to God. I mean, you know, in the Aramaic, in the Bible, it was Yihyeh. I mean, but I don't say Dear Yihyeh. I say Dear God. You think I believe in Thor or something? I don't. I mean, Thor, that was a great movie.
I thought maybe you were referring to Jesus.
Jesus, God, as far as I'm concerned, any of the Judeo-Christian God or Lord that we pray to, that's who I pray to. But listen, when it comes to foul language, I want to ask you something. You know, when people say like the, and I don't want to say the foul language word that includes, you know, Lord in it, that to me is cussing that is not allowed. But when in the medical community somebody wants to say the S word or they want to say the F word, that does not relate anything to the Lord.
Oh, okay. Well, I just kind of wanted, because according to the Noahide laws, you know, what's been passed by Congress, there would be only one name really that you would use to take the name of the Lord. Lord is just a title. God is just a title. And Jesus is less than 500 years old in, as far as a name. So I was just wondering if you were referring to the name of the God of the, Israelites.
Of course. Oh, of course. Of course. Thank you, though, for calling. And God bless you. You know, people have asked me, what are these origins of certain cuss words? And one day, you know, I like medical history. I love any type of history. Not that I think a foul use, a word of foul language would be considered medical history, but we did use those words. We allowed certain types of expletives throughout certain types of procedures when anesthesia was far and few between. This, however, became limited when we started to put pieces of wood in people's mouths. Remember the term bite the bullet? All right, I actually have a bullet from the Civil War. When it was sold to me by a collector, they said, look, you could see the pieces of teeth within the corrode of this bullet. And I was like, you know what? I'm not buying it for the pieces of teeth, and I don't even buy the story that you're giving me, but I love the idea of having a bullet from the Civil War. I live out here in the West, so we don't have bullets from the Civil War in fields that I could go and still pick up. Even as of today, people are able to, you know, pick things up over there. Where Civil War battlefields were fought. So I bought this bullet, and I took a look at it, and no. Bite the bullet. Maybe some patients stuck a bullet in the mouth, but doctors wouldn't do that. Okay, the surgeon, when he was amputating you on the field, would not have you sit there with a little mini ball in your mouth or these little bullets, because you could jump in pain, accidentally swallow it, and aspirate it. So we used to give you a piece of wood that you could bite down in your mouth. I mean, not we, I wasn't alive then, but, you know, to bite down, all right? And, you know, before that, that was, predated by, you know, using, you know, alcohol and, yeah, obviously for anesthesia before we started to get into the anesthetics, and then came heroin and then cocaine and the variety of ones, and we've discussed anesthesia history. But expletives and yelling and screaming were allowed. Now, if the doctor couldn't work, or they thought you were going to bite your tongue, or you were going to move too much, etc., giving you a piece of wood to bite down on seemed to suffice, until finally they came out with the inhalational anesthetics like chlorophyll that could actually, and ether that could actually put you out. And now we just put people out. I mean, it even blows my mind how you know, even for small procedures, my patients will say, the doctor put me out. The doctor, put me under. I'm like, wait a second, that was just a little lipoma. Well, the doctor probably didn't want me talking. He didn't want me moving. So, you know, nowadays. But expletives had been used a part of the medical, in terms of medical procedures all along. No one believes me. Now, what are some origins of these words? I can't go into it too deeply because, again, I am on air. But let's just say, like, for example, the word that begins with F, that was used back in the 1400s. And many of you have come up with stories of, you know, the Germanic, the origins and the Latin origins of it. But from what I understand, it had nothing to do with religion, nothing to do with the Lord. It was a term that just over the years used. And once somebody said, you know, once it was a word that somebody decided to use, you know, when they hurt themselves, it got passed down pretty viral. You know, a lot of us will be really, really good, especially us radio folk, right? We don't use any foul language. And then all of a sudden there's a non-radio folk that comes into the room and starts cussing, and then boom, we all start cussing. You know, it's like a wall has been broken down. And I don't know why we do it, but it just happens. Now, talking about foul language, transitions us to the study that we have of 1 in 5 children having a mental illness. Now, we talked about this in the previous hour. 1 in 5 children have been diagnosed with either ADHD, with anxiety, with depression, with autism, and Tourette syndrome. Now, this is what, according to the CDC. Now, I don't know if I want to call autism a mental health, you know, illness. I don't know if I want to call attention deficit hyperactivity disorder a mental health illness. But when they divide medical issues in terms of somatic or what's going on with the human body, with liver, kidneys, heart, versus something that could be more mind, they just lump it under mental illness. I know some people think that term isn't politically correct and they're trying to change it. I'm not really too sure what they're going to change it to. But some of you had issues with the attention deficit, and you thought that maybe attention deficit was being over diagnosed, and maybe parents need to take punishment a little bit more seriously. And, so one thing that I notice is kids and their use of foul language. It blows my mind. I was never allowed to curse in the house ever. The very first time I remember being allowed to curse was I had been lifting a piano to get something out from under it. I was a strong little kid, and I was always walking around barefoot, and we had this piano, this upright piano. So I lifted up a side. When it fell down, it fell on my toe, and the nail, it started to bleed under the nail, and the nail was lifting, and the nail was tearing off, and I said a cuss word. And my mom didn't punish me for that. I remember that clearly. So she just ripped off the nail. Of course, I didn't cuss then because she was in the room. And we wrapped it up, and I had lost my nail, and I was really scared because, you know, I was like, oh, my gosh, that's a part of my body that just fell off. And then I went to go play. And once I got away with that, I noticed that anytime I hurt myself, I could then curse. And it wasn't a conscious decision, just subconsciously. So what about kids and their attention? Okay, let's say children are in school, teachers getting frustrated because these, you know, they got to compete against YouTube videos and video games and SpongeBob SquarePants and marathons and Avenger movies and 3D movies and FX. And, you know, the kid's just not paying attention. All right. Maybe we should stop allowing that inattentiveness. I mean, I'll notice my kids, I'm talking to them and they're texting, or the TV's on and they're looking away. Oh, my gosh. If I did that when I was growing up with my parents, my dad would have thrown a shoe into the television set. Television sets were a heck of a lot smarter. And he would have thrown a shoe, boom, TV broken. So there's no way I would look away from my parents when they were listening. In fact, got to the point where I would shut the television off. If my mom had something to say, I would turn the television off. I would purposely show her that my back was to the TV because I did not want to get caught looking at the TV. Do we do that with our children now? No. No, we don't. We let them run us. One of you had asked over the break, what is Tourette syndrome, when we had discussed this last hour. So let's just talk about some of these quote-unquote mental illnesses that 20% of our children that have been actually seen by physicians have been diagnosed with. My guess is there's even more. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Bet I do. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So as the CDC has released this report that 1 in 5 of our children in the U.S. has some sort of mental health issue, whether it be attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, behavioral or conduct disorder, mood and anxiety disorders, autism spectrum disorder, substance abuse, and Tourette syndrome, we're kind of shocked by that staggering number. As a physician, I'm not. I think it's even higher than that because a lot of kids are underdiagnosed, but I also think a lot of kids are overdiagnosed. And because of this overdiagnosis, I wouldn't be surprised if 25% of our kids have some sort of issue. Now, let's talk about, just really quickly, one of you had asked about Tourette's. Tourette's syndrome, it gets a lot of bad, gets a bad rap in, television and movies because they show somebody who just curses, right? You know, just will have, you know, they make jokes about it. They think it's funny. But Tourette's syndrome is not funny. It's a neurological disorder where somebody has an involuntary movement called a tic. And this involuntary movement or this involuntary vocalization could be extremely debilitating. So you could have somebody that goes, me, and you're like, what's going on with you? Like nothing. And it's just a tic. Or they'll always, touch their eyebrow and their body won't realize they're doing it and they do. Or they repeat themselves. or they repeat themselves. Okay, so anyway, but Tourette syndrome is something you just don't joke with. And some kids will have these little vocal tics or motor tics where they'll close their eyes or blink their eyes or they'll shake their hand. And some of these things could be very easily fixed, extremely fixed, and addressed head on. Sometimes, no, people never get it addressed. And so, you know, we usually get the neurologist involved to make sure there's nothing going on organically in the brain, like a tumor, et cetera, that could be causing involuntary movements. And once we've diagnosed that this is something that is involuntary, I mean, think about how many of our kids that we've had and given birth to, or cousins, nephews, et cetera, had something that they would do. Just all of a sudden go, ah, and then that's it. And they were fine. Good students, well-behaved kids, but they would have this tick, this motor tick. Now, true, you can't do that in the middle of a job, all right? But what show is that where these two guys trade up? So they start with something like an old coin, and they end up having trailers, right, or cars. Oh, it's Barter Kings. Is that what it is? I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. But one of the gentlemen in Barter Kings, I guess, has a tick, I believe. To me, it's really not that noticeable. I think he's in great shape. But, you know, he's mentioned it on the show, and sometimes you see it. And, I don't know if I would call that a mental disorder. But, again, you know, with the CDC and with our healthcare system, if it's not something that's below the neck and it's something above the neck, it's mental versus somatic. So that's what Tourette syndrome is, to answer the caller's question who called a while back after the first show. What about depression and anxiety in kids? Do you guys think your kids or grandkids suffer from anxiety or suffer from depression? It's interesting. I didn't think my kids had any of that. And overall, I don't think they have anything clinical, all right? But when it comes test time, and, I mean, they get nervous, all right? Now, I look at that as basic nerves, all right? I tell them to calm down. I show them study skills. I show them how to deal with some test anxiety. And, they kind of have done well. Now that we're coming to the end of the year, I think they've overcome a lot of that. I think they realize that nothing horrible is going to happen. I mean, some of us grew up in a family where if somebody got bad report cards, boy, you got a whooping. We don't have that in our family. Okay? If you have a bad report card, we're going to just make you take the class over again. Or we're going to make you study. Or we're going to tutor you. You know, I can't afford some of these tutors, so I just do them myself. And if they don't want to spend the summer in class with mama, in between her show and her clinic, then you better pass your grades. You better try. You better get off the video games. If you fail a test, you lose your computer for a week until you get that test grade up again. So, there shouldn't be that anxiety like, oh, my gosh, if I'm going to fail. But surprisingly, I've seen kids where parents have given them their Valium. Why is that? Why are parents giving their kids Valium? Maybe some of these kids have an anxiety disorder, but don't just self-medicate. All right, I know parents out there that want to give their kids Benadryl or Dramamine to calm them down. Yes, those medicines can calm them down, but I don't want this self-medication. I'd like to find out what the heck is going on. Is somebody at school molesting them? Is a babysitter molesting them? Is there a bullying issue? All right, sometimes anxiety could be a sign of something else going on. Whenever somebody comes into my office with anxiety, one of the first things I do as an MD is I check their thyroid. I do a blood test. If you have hyperthyroid, you're going to be more anxious. If you have low blood sugar, you're going to be anxious. Now, low blood sugar, this is something we've talked about on the show. This is extremely important. My mom had four kids. Her fourth kid was when she was 42. So I was about 16 at the time when my baby brother was born. So my parents would dad would work. Mom would take care of him until I got home from school. Then she would go to work. So he was, I think, kindergarten age, and I had to take him to his school conference. So I took him to the school conference, and, he was a little bit on the heavy side at the time. And he was one of those kids that only wanted to eat, chicken fingers, kids menu type foods. Wasn't like us where we would eat our cauliflower and our fish if our mom made us. So I guess there was a game that the teachers were showing us on parent night that these kids would play. And if they, shall we say, got the question right, they'll get an M&M. Well, my brother kind of, I guess, got a little bit anxious and really wanted those M&Ms. So we would answer the question quick so he would get that M&M. Now, my mom came late to the conference, and here I am. I'm only, what, maybe 20, 21, right? And the teacher goes, look, he has ADD. And I go, really? She goes, look, he can't sit still. And he's answering quickly because he wants the M&Ms. So, I bring the kid to my mom, and I go, you got to take him to a doctor. Teacher says he's got ADD. She goes, he doesn't have ADD. He's hungry. Did you feed him before you brought him to the conference? Well, no, I didn't feed him because, you eat three meals a day. Not this kid. This kid was getting hypoglycemic. Now, if you take a look at some of these children and when their behavior starts to act up, many times it's about 3-4 hours from when they ate. Now, usually in preschool and the younger grades, they get some sort of a snack. But if they don't like the snack because it's a healthy snack, they start getting hypoglycemic. Well, when you're hypoglycemic, you don't really pay attention. So could it be that these kids are eating sugary cereal in the morning? It burns up within a couple hours, and because it was a high sucrose, high fructose type of breakfast, their sugar drops. Now it's 10:30, 11. They're not paying attention. I'm going to tell you right now, before lunch was a very difficult time for me to pay attention in class. Then you have lunch. You eat a big lunch, you load up on a bunch of carbs, and what happens at your 1:30 class? You start falling asleep. So if you're in school from 7:30 to 3:30, there's two distinct times you're not going to be on your game. And are these kids getting, unfortunately, diagnosed incorrectly? That's why with ADHD we say, get the fish oils in. Get your proteins in. Because if you're on a high sugar diet, a high carb, simple carb diet, no wonder you have these crashes. Now, yes, there is true attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. One of our callers had read an article that it was never a true disease. It was a disease that was designed so companies could make money on it. I've seen hyperactivity. I've seen attention deficit. These are kids that just can't pay attention. But it's very interesting. Some of those kids that can't pay attention, all right, may actually have something else like Tourette's or Asperger's or an anxiety disorder. So, to come up with the moral of this story, anybody that you think is being wrongly diagnosed or diagnosed, have them checked out by a medical professional or a healthcare professional, mental health professional, all right, before we start medicating these kids. But 1 in 5, that's a lot. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the Expo Hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at gohideyourguns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at gohideyourguns.com.
Don from Missoula writes, just heard your piece on poop in public schools, or public pools, I think he meant. Has anyone actually gotten sick from a public pool? In the previous hour, the CDC, we had discussed how the CDC had released a report on poop in the public pools, where at least 60 or close to 60% of the public pools they sampled in Atlanta had feces in it, and E. coli, Pseudomonas aeruginosa, and these are bacteria that could be obviously pathogenic. And so I guess he wants to know, has anybody ever gotten sick? Absolutely. CDC has reported, I mean, I don't know what the number is this year, but I remember previous reports where I think it was, I have one here from 2005 to 2006, 4,000 people sickened by a recreational water illness. Now, we're not saying falling by the pool and hitting your head. We're saying sickened. All right? Apparently, swimming pools do, and public swimming pools, contain numerous pathogens, which is why we always say do not drink the water. Now, a well-maintained swimming pool should have chlorine, disinfectants, etc., but not completely. It can't be to the concentration that may be needed for the average public pool. I mean, for example, when somebody preps a pool and does the chlorine and does the, works the chemicals and tests the chemicals, it's supposed to be for average use. All right. It's for people that don't shower before they jump in, for people that sneeze in the pool, for people that spit, et cetera. Okay. You're going to get some spit. You're going to get kids swallowing water, et cetera. It's not designed for urination in the pool. It's not designed for stooling in the pool. There's only so much these poor chemicals could do. All right. And I gave you guys in the previous hour an example of putting some chlorine in a bucket of water, peeing in that bucket till it overflows, let the peed water bucket, small concentration of pee, fall over, drip onto the floor, leave the room, close the door, come back in an hour, what will the room smell of? It'll probably smell of pee. I mean, it could only do so much. Now, yes, it could possibly disinfect and maybe kill the bacteria, but I don't want sterile pee in my mouth either. I'm sorry. So, what actually can happen to you from a public pool, if you do have 58% of them full of feces, with elements of feces in it? Well, of course, E. coli poisoning. That's what was targeted by the CDC on this latest report. And E. coli can be extremely toxic and extremely virulent to you. Diarrhea, bloody diarrhea, damage to the intestinal wall, nausea, vomiting, also cryptosporidium. Cryptosporidium is actually chlorine resistant, and cryptosporidium could very easily grow, cause gastroenteritis, can live for days in these pools. You got Giardia. I mean, think about it, okay? Giardia in freshwater lakes. If they could live through freshwater lakes and snake poo, fish poo, right, frog poo, tadpole poo in a swamp or in a freshwater lake, they could easily live in a swimming pool. We talked about Pseudomonas aeruginosa in this latest report. It's in soil, it's in water. We don't usually see Pseudomonas in poop, but Pseudomonas could cause rashes. It could cause infections as well. It could cause ear infections and, noroviruses. So don't think just because there's chlorine that the pool isn't dirty, okay, and that you can't get any pathogens. Now, my parents used to not be able to build a pool. One of our houses we were able to build a pool in, and for the most part, we'd go to a public pool to swim. And, I mean, nothing ever happened to us, knock on wood. You know, of course, I was drinking the water at the time, and my mom had to yell me quit drinking the water because, again, it was crystal clear, beautiful blue water. I thought that would be, okay to drink. No, not okay to drink. You don't drink pool water. But also, just think about everybody else, okay? If you're going to go into the pool, try to shower beforehand. My only problem with that is even if you shower beforehand, many of you lather up the suntan oil and the sunblock, which you should. So you're going into the pool, and then the suntan and the sunblock goes into the pool. Some of these public pools I've seen by the end of the day are so cloudy. I don't know if it's urine. I don't know if it's feces. I don't know if it's sunblock. So one thing you could do is you could hit the pool early on. Be one of the first people in the pool because hopefully the public pool is cleaned each night. Don't change your baby by the pool. Take off the diaper. The poop-filled diaper falls into the pool. Make sure your kids are wearing the swim diapers. Don't let them swim in a regular diaper because you forgot. But 1 in 5 people pee in the pool. 60% of pools have feces in it. That's kind of ridiculous, okay? Now, some of you have been very honest with me, and when we talked about the peeing in a pool statistic a couple years ago, some of you had said, Dahlia, I pee in the pool because the public restrooms are filthy. Now, I thank you for being honest, okay? Because we can't deal with the problem if you're not honest. What I recommend for these beach bathrooms or these public bathrooms where when you sit on it, it's wet. I don't know, men may not have the problem because they could stand with the urinal, but female bathrooms, if you've ever been in a female public pool bathroom, all right, these people come out of the pool wet, they sit on the toilet seat wet, they pee, get up, and then they flush the toilet and leave. So toilet seats are wet. You don't know if it's wet from urine. You don't know if it's wet from the pool. So, and a lot of times there's not a lot of toilet paper. Some of these bathrooms, there aren't even doors. I remember in the 70s, I hated going peeing in the beach bathrooms because there would be no doors. And women would just sit there and go. And I don't know what happened to that, or maybe they were old and the doors fell off, but that was ridiculous. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't pee in front of other people. Ah, you know. So then what I recommend is you have a 20-ounce cup. I understand in New York you can't buy one, but if you live anywhere but New York City, get a 20-ounce cup. And if you have a bathroom with a door, stand, women, I'm talking to women, and pee in the cup. Then you don't have to sit on the dirty toilet seat and then throw out the cup. All right, or just if you don't have 20-ounce cups, then get just a bunch of those. You know those red cups that you could buy at, you know, Sam's Club that you use for parties? Those cups should be big enough so you won't pee on yourself. All right, but and I know that sounds ridiculous, but I think the reason why we have this public health hazard is nobody wants to go into the public restroom because they're dirty. Then you take a cup, you stand and pee in the cup. And if somebody, you know, next door to you snickers that they see you face the wrong way like a man because you're standing there, well, then you may want to kind of turn 180 degrees and look like you're facing the door, all right? And maybe they'll think you're an ambiguous genitalia patient. I don't care. Then you're not sitting on the toilet. And, you know, one thing you could do is you could tell your co-stallmates what you're doing. You're peeing in a cup because you don't want to sit on the dirty toilet seat. Or you could also tell them to mind their gosh darn business. That always works. If somebody next to you in the stall gives you crap about what you're doing in the stall next to you, tell them to mind their business. You know, it seems to help, okay? Oh, I got to tell you, but I don't want to tell you. There's a stall story that's kind of embarrassing. But anyway, you guys get the point. Don't pee in the pool. Shower before you go into the pool. Reapply your sunscreen when you get out of the pool because it probably washed off into the pool. Get to the pool early because by the end of the day, it's pretty nasty looking. All right, make sense? 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, got a lot more medical news. By the way, American Airlines may let you board quicker. Got to be careful, though, because I don't want you getting extra fees. We'll tell you guys about that. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.